Jacka News, you need to know now.
It's 1 o'clock.
Pretoria and Johannesburg 21, Rustenburg 23.
Stationary vehicle on the N3 north before the Buccleuch interchange and roadworks on the R21 north, and that's before the Vlieënde Pirang Bazaar.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime. South Africa's economy avoided a contraction in the first quarter of 2025, growing by just 0.1% between January and March. Stats SA says agriculture was the biggest driver of growth. Here's Statistician General Jesenga Maluleke.
We are saying that the industry that contributed the most in the first quarter of 2024 was agriculture. It contributed 0.4 of a percentage point while it grew at 15.8%. It was followed by transport, storage and communication contributing 0.2 of a percentage point while it grew at 2.4%.
Now, at the same time, Gauteng Finance MEC Lebogang Maile has tabled a provincial budget of 172.3 billion rand for the 2025 and 2026 financial year. Maile outlined the province's financial budget at a media briefing in Johannesburg today.
We maintain our commitment to ensuring that underspent funds are reallocated to crucial programs and projects to ensure that the residents of our province continue to receive the necessary public services needed to alleviate the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and structural inequalities.
The government has confirmed the death of a South African woman in West Virginia in the US. Kim White Towns was allegedly murdered by her husband on the 24th of May. He has since been arrested. Turning to the courts, and Ace Magashule's former PA, Morari Chilota, is a free woman. The Free State High Court in Bloemfontein has ruled that her extradition from the US was unlawful and that the court has no jurisdiction to try her in the 255 million rand asbestos corruption trial.
This court does not have the jurisdiction to try Ms. Charlotta on the offences she is charged with. Charlotta, you are free to leave.
Judge Philip Lobcher, who's presiding over the trial, found that the state misled U.S. authorities, falsely portraying Charlotta as a fugitive. The judge emphasized that only a justice minister, not the National Prosecuting Authority, can legally request extraditions. Charlotta was arrested in April last year and extradited back home in August. To the High Court in Pietermaritzburg in KwaZulu-Natal now, and the court has dismissed applications by former President Jacob Zuma and French arms company Thales to have their arms deal corruption trial thrown out. Zuma and Thales face charges of corruption, fraud, racketeering and money laundering linked to the 1999 multi-billion rand arms deal. Delivering his ruling, Judge Nkosinathi Cele found that the delays in the case were not unreasonable.
I'm not persuaded either that Mr. Zuma's right to a fair trial will be prejudiced by the non-availability of Messias de Tart and Mr. Maynard. There is no justification for the grant of the order sought by Mr. Zuma in the alternative in accordance with Section 172.1b of the Constitution.
And the White House says U.S. President Donald Trump and China's President Xi Jinping will likely hold a long-awaited call later this week as trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies racket back up. Trump reignited strains with China last week when he accused the world's second biggest economy of violating a deal that led to both countries temporarily reducing huge tariffs. I'm Chanel September. More news at 2.
Why? I told you, just do it now and then you can have 2 o'clock off. Come on. You have to wish a happy birthday to Pretoria Boys High.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Do you know how old they are today?
100.
124 years old.
Wow.
Pretoria Boys High opened today, 1901. In that Finnige Verkeerberghie, voor die nuus, I called it the Vlieënde Pirang. It is not the Vlieënde Pirang. It is the Vlieënde Pirang Vizelaar.